Definitely one of those songs where I thought
you
this is
where you were when
I heard the song the first time.
Struck you like a lightning bolt?
I just hadn't heard such honest ideas conveyed.
By a woman.
By a woman. Huh. True. I mean, I was probably like 8 or 9 first time I heard it.
Interesting, if true.
Anyway. You're listening to The Character Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. This episode, Maldor Decided, was about school.
Can I give a shout out to the background music?
Please do.
It's by Mark Borecca. It's called School for Whales.
Okay. This, of course, if you are not a regular listener of The Character Catastrophe, Maldor has a penchant for playing whaling songs. It's a thing.
I don't know why it became a thing. I do know why. I was reading Moby Dick.
Moby Dick for like a year. For like
that's
two
how long it takes to read
years.
Moby Dick.
No, it is. Well, also, I think you left it in the bathroom. Also, the chapters are really short.
They're super short.
They're really brief.
Yeah.
I can recommend much better writing if you're interested. But he's not.
It's the great American novel. Except for maybe Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby.
Yeah. Maybe.
Also,
I've
that's
never
a,
read that one.
That's a Does tale it, of excess.
Are the chapters short?
No,
can
they're
I leave
not
it in the bathroom?
Brief. They're not as brief. You can leave anything in the bathroom. I mean, I leave my, you know, be like Economic Insider. That's the kind of stuff I leave in the bathroom. It's like all this is bullshit. It's just shit. Leave it in the bathroom. No, keep your fiction. Actually, keep your good fiction outside of the. Keep it bedside. Keep it close to you. I think that's a better maneuver.
All right, where do you put your books? Here's a question.
Bedside. I'm going
to
go with bedside.
And now I have to look up the Japanese word for the pile of books you have on your bedside. Because
there's
mine
a word for that?
All, yes.
I bet there's a Scandinavian word for
it's
it,
not ekphrasis. But it's, yes, there's a Japanese word for the pile of unread books you have that you haven't gotten to yet.
Oh, I don't keep the unreads. I keep the in progress.
Okay.
You're so lazy.
Well, no, I have books I want to read that I haven't gotten around to. A lot of them. And unfortunately, they're all rock and roll autobiographies. Should we start a bullshit Maldor read this week?
You already faked out on what Maldor watched this week. Even though you completed your intro. You had, like, the best intro. You efforted over, right?
Was that last week?
It was a week. It's been, I feel like that segment was months in the making.
Well, we haven't seen each other for 3 weeks.
Yes, so. Because you were in L.A. We can talk about that. And I was in Chicago.
I was in L.A. seeing Pulp and LCD Sound System.
Well, I was in Chicago wearing a fucking pink t-shirt marching in a goddamn parade. Nightmare. Nightmare.
Shall we get back to the music?
Let us know what you have lined up.
This is another incredibly low-hanging fruit item, but I also listened to it and was like, you know what, this song is great, and I haven't listened to it in probably 50, no, I'm not that
50.
Old.
50, is it Deftones?
Oh god, no, that no. song sucked. I did.
There were two.
I did pre-sample that and was like, ugh.
Okay, there were a couple. There
right,
was
anyway,
a
this is Chuck okay. Berry.
Oh, I know what you're going to play.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical man. You study him hard and hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat, fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making a man. All day long you've been wanting to dance, feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Mm-hmm. walking right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free. That's what the teacher said to me. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometime. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
School party, senior year. Boys and girls are all sipping on beer. I like soda. Where's the soda? Am I the only fucking person here that likes soda? I see it from across the crowd. I said the party is bumping and the music is loud. You're really drunk and you're looking sad. It's like a date rape ad. Girl, then we start to dance. And girl, baby, this is romance. Girl, I'm starting to grow down below. Shit, why did I wear sweatpants? Girl, your body's like what? Conjunction, junction, that's a fine ass. But I'm like a cashew in a lollipop. Just keep sucking till you get to the nut. And I said, let's rob an Asian kitchen or stroll down the block. Either way, girl, we're taking a walk. Nothing. You're gonna love me the way my uncle did. Except you're not gonna go to court for doing it. Be a guillotine or my girl instead. Either way, you're giving me head. I'm gonna love you, baby, the right way. Shorty with a body looking honey when I say girl. When I say girl. We go into the bedroom, exchanging nervous laughter. Why is it called dry humping if I always need a towel after? You spread your naked legs and I see that wound that never healed. Even though you're yelling for me, I can tell your lips are sealed. We're both aware of my erection. You ask if I have protection. I say, I will know. I tried to buy him once. I was in the convenience store. My old babysitter walked in. I had to hide him near the Tic Tacs. I was so embarrassed I peed myself a little bit. A euphemism, a sexy mental prism. Increase my pelvic rhythm, fill you with my syllogism. Know your body and I know how to please you. Don't thank me, thank Wikipedia. Guys, don't go down. Well, I am, what the fuck is that? I should have brought my diagram. Ooh, did you feel that? That was an educated guess. Ooh, did you feel that? That one was a sneeze. That was my bad. High school party, senior year. None of that happened because I wasn't invited.
Another party to which you're not invited. This is the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Actually, that's not true. Today we're more social than usual.
Yes, because we usually have the door open, which is why all of these people are here.
Well, no, it's not why. We have an entire school of DJs that are being trained, and also I would love to introduce Hag Riot, who has a brand new show 4 to 6 p.m. Thursdays.
Hello. It's going to... Wait. Try a different one.
We will jiggle the mics.
Hello. Hello.
Try a different one.
Hello.
Ooh. Hello. Hello.
I hear you now.
All right. No. Ding, 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 ding. Here I am. I
had to jingle the mics.
And you can adjust your headset here. Your World War I AM radio quality.
I love this.
We have nothing better than that here on RadioValencia.fm, the only internet radio station whose internet is questionable.
I think there's probably more than one, but whatever.
Anyway.
Gotta jiggle your own knobs sometimes.
Yes, you do have to jiggle your own knobs sometimes.
Oh, speaking of jiggling our own knobs, there is a Radio Valencia fundraiser coming up on October 19th, which is two short weeks away from today, and we've done no promotion for it because of reasons.
Because we've been busy training.
Not you and I, because other people are a bottleneck of information.
Mel DeRoar. Do-do-do-do-do. Ad break for RadioValencia.fm.
Anyway, it's going to be on October 19th at the Greenhouse Gallery in South Market between 4th and 5th on Folsom. Their bands playing, one is called Janky Band, one is called Fantasy SF. The third band dropped out this morning.
That's not to relay. I feel like Janky Band is totally going to live up to their name.
I bet you are correct. I didn't book them. There will be free beer donated by 21st Amendment.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing. Whoa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Things I actually did.
Don't get your ego involved now, Dror.
Anyway.
That's when things go sideways.
Anyway, there's a fundraiser on October 19th for RadioValencia.fm, and I've said too much.
And also free beer.
And free beer.
And bands that live up to their name.
But if you want to throw us some money in the bucket...
You know what? You should.
We just won't feel bad.
Yeah, go to RadioValencia.fm.
If you want to pay us $2 for that beer you just got for free, that would be awesome. Three or four.
You mean there?
Or five.
I was simply suggesting if you're enjoying the content, this high quality content that we bring you not every Sunday live, go to RadioValencia.fm, search on the right hand side of the page, and you'll find that big blue PayPal P. Go ahead and smash that button. We know you're day drunk. It's okay if you send an extra $100. It's fine. It's fine. And we'll thank you with our undying love and affection and improved internet connection.
Yeah.
That sounded great.
Yeah, that really
did. Just made that up.
Yeah, it didn't even have background music.
I know.
Could probably use that for some kind of future thing.
Well, we have the best EP that there is. We also only have one.
And you guys sold me. I'll go.
And this is DJ...
Hag Riot.
Hag Riot.
Hag
in
Riot?
The house.
That's fantastic. What's your show going
to
be?
4 to 6 Thursday.
Go. Yeah, a little happy hour during the Mission Market.
Oh, so. Fantastic.
That's super.
I am really bummed that we don't have more of a presence at that thing. I'm like, what's...
So good. Yeah, the street is bumping.
We're right here.
Yeah.
We're right next to the makeout room, in case anybody doesn't know that.
They need a soundtrack.
Except the FCC. The FCC, we don't know where we are for the FCC, but everyone else, you know, we're right next to the makeout room.
Gotta love the makeout room.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, totally. 100%. The makeout room is rad. If you have a late night show, apparently they're also loud, but I don't have that problem. I'm here today 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoons.
I'm super interested because we have so many new DJs in the studio. DJ Hag Riot. Do you have any idea, like, what's your show going to be about? Sort of, what do you got going on?
Like,
what do you want to do?
Mash. I mean, I kind of envision a dumpster fire because that's
fucking
just like a
fantastic
symbol of the world right now. A little bit of the kitchen sink.
So like our show.
Like a cob salad.
I like to jump around genre to genre and thematically, but I feel like we can kind of draw from the energy of the times and dial into that. Maybe a little ELO, weave it into a little, like, Philip Glass going into the jam, you know?
Like it. She said Philip Glass.
L7, you know?
She said Philip Glass.
Get the bitches fired up.
Do you want me to tell my Philip Glass joke?
Do you have a Philip Glass joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's
there?
Knock, knock.
Oh,
dude.
Knock, knock.
That's very good. I mean, it's very good. We'll give it a clap. It's a golf clap.
Who doesn't love a good loop?
Yeah, the loop. Wasn't that the most amazing television show?
What the fuck are you talking about?
About the Tales from the Loop, and Philip Glass did the entire score for that television show. It's enchanting.
That makes
the TV show
sense.
Was
someone
good.
That meta that they
it's so good.
Had Philip Glass do a thing that was about a loop?
It's incredible. I mean, if you're into sci-fi. Oh my god,
yes,
I
will look this up.
It's really good.
Is it
good.
In English?
Yes, Maldor, it's in English. Maldor knows that most of the television shows I watch are in Spanish.
Mm.
It's just it's my jam.
I read subtitles. I can do that.
I read a lot of subtitles. Most movies I watch are in Chinese.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because you speak... See, I don't want to lose the language, so
I know I don't speak a word of Chinese, except now.
I bet you do. I bet if we got you drunk enough, you would just wander down the street with, like, all these things that have embedded themselves.
I could go on a whole...
Mandarin dictionary.
Yeah. In his addled mind.
Broadcasting it.
You know.
I could go on a whole thing about how they've released all the John Woo back catalog on... it's been released and it's on film in 4K restorations and it's amazing. And I'd rather not.
Everyone would rather. You don't.
Yeah, my interest has peaked. We can
talk. There it is. My mic peaked when she said my interest peaked. That was hot.
You still have a third segment, right?
Yes, but I would love to say I feel like DJ Hang Riot.
Will we never be set free?
And also Ritmo Lento, together with his accomplice Katrina, are going to be fantastic additions to RadioValencia.fm. Thanks, you guys, for being here for the training today. This is Maldor's School.
We got another 45 minutes of training.
Well... Let's do some fun shit. Let's get weird then.
Although DJ Ritmo basically needs no more training. Like that would it's 45 like minutes. I've taught him everything that you've refused to learn.
I won't. You have to stay relevant
for 6 years.
You have to remain important. If I learn to work the boards, then there's no use for you at all. Frankly,
you got it on lock.
All right. Anyway, this is Shay from the Bay's third set.
Wait. Before you go, I'm really excited. This is my favorite song. Actually, this is my...
It
is called You Wait.
Wait.
Everybody wait.
No, I was waiting for you.
It's called Lesbian Eskimo Midget Left-Handed Ninja Albino, and this is by the Dead Milkmen on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Hell yeah.
Difficult because a lot of the children are taller than her, her being a midget and everything. Well, her being a left-handed midget. Well, her being a left-handed lesbian midget. Well, her being a left-handed lesbian albino midget. Well, her being a lesbian left-handed albino midget Eskimo. Life can be really difficult on that young lady. She bit me once, you know, right here. You see this? Left a mark. She was lowering a friend of mine's kid into the sewer. I run up and try to stop her. I said, listen there, you lesbian midget left-handed albino. Can you stop right there? And she bit me. I'm afraid I'm gonna turn into a lesbian left-handed midget albino when the moon is full. Oh my God, the moon is full tonight. I can feel myself shrinking. I can feel myself getting left-handed. I can feel myself getting the urge to build an igloo. I can feel my skin turning white, my eyes getting red. I can feel the urge. It was just gas.
this incredible quality content only available to you on The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
That possibility, Captain.
My head on the floor, stopping baby's breath, and
his age would be correct. In 1993, a group of these young supermen did seize power simultaneously in over 40 nations.
Well, they were hardly supermen. They were aggressive, arrogant. They began to battle among themselves
because the scientists overlooked one fact: superior ability breeds superior ambition.
Interesting, if true.
I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. Slapped and now he's guilt stricken, sobbing with his head on the floor. Thanks, somebody knowing how he never really wept. He said, "Can't be held responsible." She was touching her face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. Cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely flashmen. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Said one for the treble and two for the bass. Max shouted speakers till the neighbors complain. Until the old Bill comes knocking at your door, asking why they did not get that invite from. Because they want to party. This is the place. Free living, young love, and flex beats and bass with right. Some old school flavor. Phone right in. We've only got one dress code, and man, that is this. We kick it old school. Kick it old school. Flex into the beats and the bass. Old school. Kick it old school. Move into new living with the place. So I saw this man slowing down on Savoy Place. Living out of bags, man, he looked a disgrace. With a special blue strap right to his paw, a stick of French bread lying out on the floor. I thought, sod it, I hope above her out. So I invited the fella right around my house. We got the music pumping and the beers are flowing. And there'll be no problems, just remember the code. We kick it old school. Kick it old school. Flex into the beats and the bass. Old school. Kick it old school. Move into the rhythm of the place.
Production.
Dynamo, I'm shining like a diamond, though. When pressure makes a diamond, diamond. This was by design, you know. An isotope, a proton, and a neutron in the nuclei, and splits an atom in a fraction. A reaction supersized me, and I supersized my order. Fries on the side, I'm a big walking author. Big Mac, rest in peace, big. Rest in peace, Mac, rest in peace, Pat. Rest in peace, Pete. Rest in peace, rap. We use all the grace like that. So put respect upon their names while they're still intact. That's why I rap upon this beat that was deep for Nas. I might never reach the level. Awesome, with bars. I'm coming and doing the DP. I'm in here singing the bee's knees. What a ridiculous MC. Sounds so ridiculous, repeat. When I am speaking it properly, biology, no longer follow me. An anomaly, some shit and quick wit. My skills wet and thick stiff. I'm so tongue in cheek. With my tongue in your cheek, I never sleep. Cause death is the cousin of sleep. I never rest. Cause sleep is the cousin of death. So save your breath. Stop the tape, press pause in the jet.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from wherever the fuck we can.
But it's mostly been the studio for
but it's mostly been the studio.
5 years.
Which is exactly why... Oh, good. Hey. I was going to say, welcome addition to any, and then I stopped myself. Because...
I couldn't stop myself from throwing up a middle finger.
Yeah, they're not. Okay.
Whatever.
Well, closing out that set, we heard...
The opinions expressed by Maldor's middle digits do not reflect radio.
You can't even see them on the radio, Maldor. That's
I also figure he can't
that
see
have
into
to
this dark
it.
Room.
It's not even that dark.
It's Ekphrasis. Me talking about shrugging and shit.
Closing out that set, we heard Old School featuring Ren. That was the Joint Dale remix. We also heard something that annoyed Maldor to no end, but I have a feeling that in private, if you were listening to this podcast... You were singing along with it, The Freshman by the Verve Pipe. Before that...
No, that was terrible.
Fuck you, that was not terrible.
Because you were going to play Jeremy.
Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
Which is also terrible.
Do you know what... Okay, so I agree that maybe it's not, but...
It's...
I will say that Pearl Jam's
also,
album 10... Hold on, let me tell you the story. It's really sad. We went on a family vacation with my father, who was a nightmare.
So far, this is not a good story.
With the step family, and they were like a new step family. And my dad, like, chose their family. Anyway, my brother and I go, we had two albums with us the entire 2 weeks that we were in a shithole in Clear Lake. And one of them was Pearl Jam's 10.
Okay.
So it is that Jeremy has, like, crystallized itself in my mind as a totally acceptable way to escape.
Because it's about school shootings.
Dude, it was that and, yeah, Rush. Anyway, yes, it is about school. Yeah, anyway. Those were the two albums we were set with.
That's kind of funny, because I was just in Hollywood, as I've mentioned earlier, seeing a couple shows at the Hollywood Bowl, which is fantastic.
That was your first time, right?
Yeah, although, weirdly, I was, you know, in the middle of the Hollywood Bowl, and four people to my left is one of my old coworkers, which happened to be twice last week. It was that one, What's Up, Elise? And then the week before at Prodigy, I was standing right next to one of my old motion graphics guys.
The pattern is the pattern, Maldor.
Where was it going? Oh, but what I was saying is the
speaking of Philip Glass,
when I was in Los Angeles, we
you sound like such a douche when you said that.
You do every time you say it.
Go on.
We played "Louder Than Bombs" by. Hey, kid, shut up. We played "Louder Than Bombs" by the Smiths over and over and over again because the last time we were in Hollywood, back when CDs were a thing, we only had one CD in the car, and so we just kept listening to "Louder Than Bombs."
So you understand how it goes.
But so this time we're like, "Hey, we're in Hollywood. Let's listen to "Louder Than Bombs."
Let's listen to that piece of shit that we were left with. Well, that would have been Jeremy.
At least it's a really good record. Unlike Jeremy.
We also heard from Madness. That was Baggy Trousers. And that was, Maldoror asked off air, what is this even about? And I said, well, it's about corporeal punishment in schools. And it was written 1978. If true, written as a response to Another Brick in the Wall Part 2.
Which, thank you for not playing.
I don't know why you say that. It's not...
Well, you know, I did...
It's so white.
I very rarely say... You can't play something, but this time I was like, we're going to do, if you want to do
you
a theme.
You only say that I can't play something after I've already played it. You say never do that again.
I was
opening
like,
up the set,
but
opening up the set,
that.
We heard my most favorite addition to this entire episode about school called Lesbian Eskimo Midget Left-Handed Ninja Albino by the Dead Milkmen. It's so good. And I just want to, in short, if you are looking up the song.
Can you just do that again?
Yes, Lesbian Eskimo Midget Left-Handed Ninja Albino by the Dead Milkmen.
Best song title ever.
If you want to look it up shorthand, you can find it under Sarah Jane. And I just want to reiterate the last lyric. It's just one of my favorites. He's talking about this woman in college that sets up this ridiculous Lesbian Eskimo Midget Albino Student Union, and 400 people sign up at the beginning and at the end. They're screaming about feeling the urge to buy a Suzanne Vega album. Dude, it's my favorite thing.
You brought it all back to home with
the
Little Affair.
You brought that. You started that. And that's part of Maldoror's genius, and that he makes fun of me in the best, worst way.
Okay, the next song's not very feminist, but it is a request from a listener.
We have Hag Riot on the mic as well at the moment.
Well, she's standing near mics. I don't know that that means she's on a mic.
Well, we'll just jiggle the wires. I feel like before we get to your next set, I don't know if we have time, but there was an off-air topic that we thought we might mention, the comedy. I'm going
was
to
it
a
fucking
comedy
Riyadh?
Show. Well, yeah, because I'm going to a comedy show tonight at Cobb's.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so the whole idea...
I wonder if anybody's going to bring it up.
Jimmy Dore. He may, because he's political. I mean, he's inclined that way.
I love a good comedy
And
show.
It is San Francisco. And we love Cobb's, because they have, like, pretty decent fried food, and also the...
$14 drinks aren't that much more than any other bar.
Just have to know people there. But there's also... What is it? The place down the street? It's a fucking Italian... Oh, don't look at me like that. Anyway, there used to be open mics there, and back in a previous life, I, you know, remember.
The Italian place down the street in North Beach?
Yeah.
You want me to specify
which
one?
No, it's not that. It wasn't the green onion. It's the one in the other
direction.
The
purple onion.
Oh, God, fuck, thank you.
Seventh. Fuck, why are we going even?
We're failing.
I know what you're talking about, and I can't remember either.
It's totally divey.
So there's Cobb's Comedy Club, and there's the other place?
Not Mr. Bing's, no.
No, it's not Mr. Bing's. Oh. I definitely got kicked out of there when I was like 22.
Good job.
For rolling a joint on the Miss Pac-Man video game. There,
you were ahead of your
time. I know.
I mean, that's just not even illegal. Now.
Not anymore. I know. I know. Well.
Yeah. I do miss the attic at 24th and Mission, because it was so dark in there. I was talking to somebody about it the other day. I was wearing my attic t-shirt, and they're like, oh, man, I used to go in there and roll joints because you couldn't see shit in the back. I mean, it wasn't as bad as that gay bar that had dollar beers in the Castro that was the Detour or something. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's what I've been told.
I was more of an end-up girl.
I ended up the end-up many times.
We all did. We all did. Anyway, should we digress?
I lived through the 90s.
Wait, Riyadh, comedy shows, capitalism, education. I don't know. How does it all relate? Make it make sense, Maldoror. We also
so if you're unaware,
to help make sense of it.
If you're unaware, there was this comedy festival that was like a week long in Riyadh,
Saudi Arabia,
where a bunch of people that we all used to respect, like Kevin Hart, Bill Burr,
Whitney Cummings,
they all just took
big names,
hundreds of thousands of dollars to perform for people who actually own slaves.
People who disappear women.
People who funded 9/11.
Oof, gotta draw a line somewhere, you know?
If you can't draw it there, you're kind of a piece of shit.
Well, here's the thing, though. Off air, we were saying, doesn't everyone have to make a living?
Right. I don't think Kevin Hart is in a place where he's needing to worry about that, right? So,
fair.
I feel like...
None of them are, in fact. Shane Gillis, in fact, was the only one that I saw... And he didn't write any article about himself, but he was the one that staved off their offers and said, "No, I'm not gonna participate in this."
Yeah. Oh man. I mean, I think that using your voice as an artist in an environment that is enabling or harming directly people right now is just the wrong choice. I don't know.
I feel like we all are.
God, I
was mentioning, like, what is your 401k investing in, right? If you've put someone else in charge of your finances and that.
Oh, God, this is the best radio topic ever.
I'm just saying, okay, all right.
I just think comedy should, like, dance at the edge of the canyon, just, you know, really push the envelope and risk breaking some shit and not be doing that.
All right, that's a fantastic segue then. Shall we listen to Bitch School by...
Fuck yeah.
Yes, we should.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm, together here with Hag Riot. Get ready for her show every 4 to 6 p.m. Thursdays. Stay tuned. Radio Valencia.
.fm.
My last school should have a joke. same people who control the school system control the prison system and the whole social system ever since slavery.
Some redneck crackers. Right around the time Third Base dropped the Cactus album, but I was reading Malcolm. I changed my name in 89, cleaning parts of my brain like a baby nine. I took a history class serious, front row, every day of the week, third period, fucking with the teacher's head, calling them racist. I tried to show them crackers some light, they couldn't face it. I got my diploma from a school called Rickers, full of teenage mothers and drug dealing niggas in the hallways. The popo was always present, searching through niggas' possessions, looking for dope and weapons, get your lessons. That's what my mom kept stressing. I tried to pay attention, but their classes weren't interesting. They seemed to only glorify the Europeans, claiming Africans were only 3/5 of human beings. They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we could get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. Bullshit.
Like a 12-step brainwash camp. They make you think if you drop out, you ain't got a chance to advance in life. They try to make you pull your pants up. Students fight the teachers and get took away in handcuffs. And if that wasn't enough, then they expel y'all. Your people's understanding, but to them, you a failure. Observation and participation. My favorite teachers, when they beat us in the head with them books, it don't reach us. Whether you break dance or rock, suede, Adidas, or be in the bathroom with your clique, smoking reefer, then you know they mad. Class ain't important unless you adding up cash and multiples. Unemployment ain't rewarding. They may as well teach us extortion. You either get paid or locked up. The principal is like a warden in a 4-year sentence. Mad niggas never finish, but that doesn't mean I couldn't be a doctor or a dentist.
They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. Bullshit.
Whole school system could suck my dick, bitch!
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we are live in studio with an entire school of new DJs.
And all of the guest mics work.
Yes, and Cheap Hooch is also in studio with us. Be sure to stay tuned for their show coming up at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6 p.m.
I don't want to speak for them, but if any of the school of new DJs need additional instruction,
stick around.
I get a thumbs up from Holly Hooch.
There are so many ways to actually get
better at this than we are.
Maldor might have asked Holly Hooch beforehand, so that was a gracious answer. That said, there are a few different ways to produce a show here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
Which are?
Pre-produced and not pre-produced.
And our show is a lovely combination of the two of them.
I love that you said lovely.
Yeah, well, my part's good, because I make it up on the fly.
And other people would use different adjectives.
Half-assed, jiggle the wires.
I provide the backbone here.
All right.
Keeping the flaming soul of this dumpster fire alive.
Anyway, thank you for listening to this show on Sunday afternoons, as we always are, from 2 to 4 p.m. We do have a Radio Valencia fundraiser on October 19th at 5th and Folsom in South Market, a place called the Greenhouse Gallery. There are two bands playing. One is called Janky Band. One is called Fantasy SF. It's free. We will have free beer. We would like it if you also gave us some money, but you don't have to.
No, you do have to. It's a fundraiser, Maldor. You absolutely need to give back to the community to ensure that we're able to maintain
this
storefront
property. It is the reason we're having a fundraiser.
Yeah, so why are you like, don't give money? No, give fucking money. It's the spirit of equal exchange.
Because I'm saying there's free beer that gets people in the door, and then they feel bad when they don't give you money.
They shouldn't feel bad. They should just feel drunk and empty their wallets into our little hat that we're passing around.
Drunk and empty. That's pretty much the...
Where you live?
Modus operandi. Rendi of the Curated Catastrophe.
This entire episode, Maldor decided, was going to be about school and schooling, not only because we have a whole host of a new school of DJs, but also because I came back,
if you will.
A new pod, but also because I returned from the Tradeswomen Conference in Chicago. I would like to reiterate that if there are any women interested in training for the trades, be sure to check out nabtu.org. That's North American Building Trades Union. There's information for every single city. There are paid apprenticeships. Make sure that you know that you can improve your life in case you don't want to be another marketing bitch. It's okay.
There's nothing wrong with marketing bitches, though.
You are one. Your cognitive bias is showing, Maldor.
A rad like PSA.
Okay, well, I'll edit the rest out.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to play something. I'm going to play a punk rock song because there's so many punk rock songs about high school and how much everything fucking psych.
Is it better than lesbian Eskimo midget left-handed ninja albino?
Nothing is better than lesbian left-handed midget albino. What I forget?
By the Dead Milkman. you forgot she was left-handed, I think.
But it's funny because there's a bunch of like punk rock songs about how much high school sucks, and then the Descendants have a song about like, hey, I'm smarter than all of you idiots, fuck you. And that's what this is. It's called Mass Nerder on Radio Valencia.
.fm, and be sure to stay tuned for Cheap Hooch Radio.
about.